We are now starting this year's Fatima Conference. For years, we have gathered together to remember that message which the Mother of God herself brought to earth. Especially in these troubled times, to try to apply them to our daily lives in order so that we might preserve ourselves from the evils of this world, from the evils of the times, from the darkness that surrounds us. This year, particularly, we are celebrating and remembering how blessed we are to we ourselves have 25 years a bishop. We will have a number of different other speakers speaking about topics which will be informative, encouraging, as well as some that will be admonishing us on how to live better. We will have the social aspect of visiting Catholics from around the country, from around the world. This year, we will be blessed in a particular way because we will have two traditional bishops here. We will honor our Blessed Mother by the recitation of the Rosary, weather permitting, by a procession in her honor, benediction of the Blessed Sacrament, but among all these things that we will do during the Fatima Conference, there is one thing that is the most important that we will do each day. And that, my dear friends in Christ, is what we are doing to start off the conference, and that is the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. After all, isn't that why a bishop is consecrated? To offer a sacrifice? To ordain ministers to offer sacrifice? A concept which is foreign in this world today. People gather at church for social meetings, but we don't. We gather here to offer a sacrifice, to worship God. In the only way that's truly pleasing to Him. And so it's very important, I believe, for us to make good use of the opportunity of our participation, of our proper participation at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, and to wrap our mind around where it is we are at when we are at Mass and what it is we are doing. With the great changes that took place in the 1960s, the greatest and the most destructive change was that change that took place where it concerns the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. The concept of sacrifice was taken away. The rites, the matter, the form, the intentions were all messed up. But there were pockets of people who wanted what only the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass could give them. And what is it that we want when we come to the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass? Is it a feeling? Is it a peace of soul? No doubt there is that peace of soul that we can have when we come to the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. After all, at most, At most Masses, I should say at many Masses throughout the year, the Gloria is prayed, and we read, or we pray with the angels who sang that song at the first Christmas, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of goodwill." But what is it that we ought to seek or want when we come to the holy sacrifice of the Mass? Simply put, God. Our connectivity with God. When we have a connection with Christ. The whole life of Christ is demonstrated within the 35, 40 minutes of a Mass, of a low Mass. Reenacted, if you will. Even that's a poor word. A better word would be represented. We have the Old Testament. We can see where that is represented in the first part, especially the offertory. The bread and wine are offered, just like those number of lambs, rams, and bulls that were offered in the Old Testament were prefigurements of what was to come. Well, here we offer the bread and wine, and we place upon that bread all our offenses and negligences, all our shortcomings, all our sins, all our weaknesses, all our worries, all our troubles, we place it upon that host. Just like that scapegoat of old when they would place their hands upon that goat and send it out into the desert. I think an awful lot of people get very little out of Mass because when the offertory comes, they think it's just a nice time to sit down. And they don't do something when they have the opportunity to do what they could do with their troubles, with their weakness, with the things that really weigh them down. The prayer that the priest prays, and we ought to pray with the priest, should demonstrate this. Receive, O Holy Father, Almighty God, this spotless host, which I, thy unworthy servant, offer for my numberless sins and offenses and negligences. You feel weighed down? You feel discouraged? You feel burdened? Well, unburden yourself at Mass and place it on that host. The consecration? That's Christmas. God is born on our altars. The God-man, under the appearance of bread and wine. We are reminded of the passion of our Lord, the breaking of the bread. The manhandling of the sacred host by the priest, if you will, just like Christ allowed himself to be manhandled. And then his death, when we consume him in Holy Communion, just like every last drop of his blood being spilt, and the nastiness and ill will of men consumed the life of Christ when they hung him on the cross to die. We consume him. But as we know, The crucifixion wasn't the end. 3 days later, the victory over the death, or the penalty of death, over the devil and over sin. And the resurrection, that takes place after we consume our Lord in our hearts. If we allow him in, he rises in our hearts. And as we take him from the communion rail back to our pews, we're supposed to take him back out into the world and live the gospel. It is only with him that we can live the gospel. It is only with him that we can realize that we are the light of the world, that we are the salt that doesn't lose strength. He himself tells us, without me, you can do nothing. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you shall not have life. So the most important thing during this conference, my dear friends in Christ, is for us to appreciate what we have by God's grace, the holy sacrifice of the Mass preserved as it's meant to be. That we come not to church in some prideful manner, but in the humble way. Remember the two men who came to the temple to pray? That's the way we need to come to Mass. And if we make good opportunity that we have during this conference, we will get more out of this conference than we could ever imagine. So, my dear friends, as we recall our Blessed Mother's message, let us call upon her to help us, especially when we are going to Mass. After all, wasn't she at Bethlehem? Wasn't she at the foot of the cross? At the cross, her station keeping. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.